T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. The Biden administration is recruiting young people for the American Climate Corps. What is it? Joining us now from Bloomberg, Alicia Clanton. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell us a little bit about how the Climate Corps was created.
Sure. Thank you for having me. So the Climate Corps is a program that's about 3 years in the making, ever since Biden signed an executive order in 2021. And it was launched, really because of pressure from certain environmental groups, especially like the Sunrise Movement and progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ed Markey.
Who are they recruiting, Alicia?
Sure. So I think the focus is definitely younger people who are entering the workforce for the first time. So maybe college age students, things like that, who have an interest in helping address the climate crisis. And so the goal is to really funnel them into trades and certain government service that relates to helping address these challenges that climate change can pose.
Give us some examples of the kind of job postings that are available now.
Sure. So there's some really interesting positions. So there's jobs spanning different categories, like helping mitigate food waste, extreme heat, and also things like grant writing and marketing to help with these causes. But some of the specific jobs are things like a botany technician, where you would be working in California to help maintain plants and vegetation in vulnerable forests to make them more resilient against wildfires. Also things like helping maintain hiking trails and protecting wildlife by surveying their population and things like that.
How much do the jobs pay?
Pretty decently, especially if you are a younger person. The jobs that I was seeing were ranging from things like $14 an hour to the mid-20s, depending on the type of position. So pretty well.
Now, is all this being paid for by taxpayer dollars?
That is a great question. I'm not exactly sure. The jobs are done through several government agencies, and they are being held by different programs across the country. So I think it might vary from position to position.
We're speaking with Alicia Clanton with Bloomberg as the Biden administration recruiting young people for the American Climate Corps. Just to play devil's advocate here, Alicia, are these the type of jobs that will truly stop a climate crisis? I mean, is that the goal here?
I think the goal is definitely to help kind of fuel a workforce that, whether we like it or not, will have to adjust and shift for these challenges. So I think kind of getting the mindset out there earlier among younger people that whatever job you do, you could help address this issue. I think that is ultimately the goal, is to kind of create a workforce that ultimately, you know, the underlying purpose could be helping mitigate these problems.
Critics, especially those in the Republican Party, have said this is useless. It's an attempt to give climate activists a job. How has the administration tried to sell this?
I would say, your job, whether it is traditionally climate focused or not, will eventually kind of touch on it. In fact, Bloomberg released an article yesterday about how some people working in like the HVAC industry, could be doing more to market heat pumps, which are, you know, a solution that has been around for a long time, but are not always, you know, tied to climate change in the way that they really are. So I think, you know, I think it's the kind of thing where recognizing that even though you might not realize your job is originally tied to climate change, it kind of can be in a way.
Are they getting support, the Biden administration, outside of Washington for this?
I believe so. As I mentioned earlier, the Sunrise Movement was really one of the groups that was instrumental in helping this get passed. So I think they are definitely very happy with the launch, but also hope to see it go further.
What are the plans for expansion for this down the road?
I know that some plans are in the work. I know that, you know, recently President Biden sought $8 billion to expand it. So I think it's like something that will continue to be, you know, getting ground.
We appreciate the info. The American Climate Corps, as the Biden administration is recruiting young people for that. And joining us, Alicia Clanton with the story from Bloomberg. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.